Media Station Podcast. It's quarantine time, and while train travel or any travel is a big no-no for now, so don't rush to the station after listening to this, but it's not a bad idea to take you down memory lane, right? And give you some awesome trivia about one of the most iconic stations in Mumbai city, Churchgate. So sit back and listen to the Agla Station podcast for curly tales. Churchgate matlab town jaane ke liye yahi station aana padta hai. Kulawa ki shopping aur Leopold ya Cafe Mondegar aane ke liye यहीं पहुंचना होगा. और फन फैक्ट, दिस स्टेशन टर्न 150 इयर्स ओल्ड इन 2020.
अगला स्टेशन चर्चगेट.
वेल, व्हाट डू आई सी अराउंड मी? मेनी 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 पीपल. एंड व्हाट कैचेस माय अटेंशन? वेल, अभी मैं ट्रेन से उतरी ही नहीं कि मैं वापस घुस गई, वो भी गुड्स के कंपार्टमेंट में, व्हिच बाय द वे अंडर द रेलवे एक्ट इज नॉट अलाउड, सो डू नॉट ट्राई इट. एंड गेस हु आई सॉ? One of the legendary Dabba Walas.
Jairam Gopal. My age is 60. I'm a hoteler. I've been 10 years old. I go to the two-three lines. I'll go here, then I'll give rail piston, then Bandra will go, then Chiskukli will come, Wasif Parel.
So he's one of the 5,000 Dabba Walas in the city with a delivery system from Virar to Churchgate and Ambernath to Dadar.
भाई सुबह 10 बजे उठाता है तो 2 बजे मेरा जो है मेरा काम में वो खत्म कर देता है.
ऑफ कोर्स मैं कंपार्टमेंट में चढ़ तो गई, पर द ट्रेन वाज ऑफ टू द नेक्स्ट स्टेशन, सो आई हैड टू हेड बैक टू चर्चगेट. व्हाट डू आई सी नेक्स्ट? ब्लू सूट में हर प्लेटफॉर्म के बीच में बैठे हुए हैं अपने शू पॉलिश वाले.
हो गए एक साल.
आपकी उम्र क्या है?
30.
दिन में कितना करते हो आप?
कंपनी में काम कर रहा था.
और आपको ये किसने सिखाया?
अपने आप से.
सही तो है. What's the first thing you spot when you meet someone new? They clean and shiny shoes maybe? वो भी फॉर्मल वाले और वो भी ऑफिस मीटिंग में. Now you'll probably give more thought to it, right? कि ये जूते चमके कैसे? फिर मैं एक अंकल से बात करने वाली थी एंड
टाइम नहीं है.
दिस माय फ्रेंड इज द ट्रू सेंस ऑफ लोकल ट्रेन्स. बट लेट्स रियली फिगर थिंग्स अबाउट द स्टेशन दैट आई मे हैव मिस्ड एंड आई टॉक टू अ रेजिडेंट ऑफ चर्चगेट.
आई बीन स्टेइंग इन चर्चगेट फ्रॉम 1963 in the same apartment. Well, the main thing is that there's a lot of more food outlets in and around the station. The right. Sad part is that the progress, quote-unquote, is when the local Udupi on the west side turned into, what is it now, Mad Over Donuts and Burger King, yeah. And I think the saddest thing that happened is there was a hair cutting saloon called Air Cool, okay? All my brothers, my nephews, everyone swore by it. And it was one of the first proper men's saloon where you could get your cut and shave and little massage. And that was the saddest thing that it closed down because it was so iconic there. The station has taken a lot of avatars. Now it's broad and clean.
Now, Churchgate station is the southern terminus on the western line of the Mumbai Suburban Railway. And it is crucial to know what the connectivity is like. So I speak to Bharat Kodaskar, who runs khaki tours and walks all over the city, to give me a deep insight on basically the impact of such a station.
At one point of time, the entire business district of the city was in South Mumbai. So whether it was accessing Ballard Estate or the original district of Fort or what came up later as Nariman Point. Yeah, Churchgate used to be an extremely chaotic station. And in course of time, what has happened is places like, you know, Andheri, Bandra Kurla Complex, as well as Malad now, or even Lower Parel to a great extent, have taken away the kind of load that Churchgate. Churchgate is actually, in my view, doesn't look as crowded as it used to look about 15, 20 years ago when I used to study at Sydney. It was much more crowded in my view.
He tells me all about the history, the huge infrastructure, its OG name and whatnot.
Churchgate became a terminating station. Originally, it was not a terminating station. And right next to Churchgate, there's a lovely building, which is the headquarters of Western Railway. Very beautiful building, designed by the same man who designed the VT station, or F.W. Stevens. Same, you should have a look at it. Beautiful carvings and, you know, the turret on top and all that stuff. But more importantly is the fact that it has two roundels at the entrance, which has two faces.
Right.
Facing each other. They belong to two of the directors who are also engineering experts, after whom two bridges on Western Railway are named. Yeah, now, of course, they have been renamed. Kennedy and French are okay. Surnames of the people who have contributed to building the railway line. So you can see them just outside. Churchgate also used to have till recently, there was a lovely mural on top of Mahatma Gandhi coming
yes.
out of a third class railway compartment, and it was done by a Brazilian artist, I think so. Corba.
Yeah.
So history is not static, and it is something that, you know, keeps on reinventing in that area. Much of that area is now part of a World Heritage Site.
Okay.
Yeah? Because the buildings around belong to a style of architecture which is known as Art Deco. And we have the second largest enclave of Art Deco buildings in the world
right.
after Miami, yeah, in that area.
Right.
So that makes it a very, very happening place. One of the earliest stadiums in the country, it is right next to it, which is known as the Brabourne Stadium. Yeah, and also the Wankhede, which came up later on. So it's a very interesting precinct. Many pioneering things have happened in that area. Eros, the famous station, is just theater is just across.
Right.
Long ago, there used to be a windmill
okay.
at the location approximately where Eros is there today, on the sea face before the railway lines came. And
right.
hence Churchgate at one point of time also used to be known as Pavan Chakki Gate.
So, if you've come all the way to town, there's no way you're missing out on the food, right? Here's talking about some yummy food nearby.
Just outside Law College, there used to be a Bun Maskawala.
Right.
There used to be a line of 20 people just waiting to have their Bun Maska, and it's usually $5.
So, I talked to a student who studies at Jai Hind College, and he gives me a list of places.
Mostly, we prefer going to the Idli Vada joints. KC Idli Vada, Raju Roll. These are the famous joints near us.
So, I'm all in for the Idli joint he was talking about, Sayadri Restaurant. That plate of Idli Rasam for $30 can sort you out. Oh, how much I miss it. And it's placed right opposite the station. But for all the pizza lovers, I mean, you'll be super happy to know there is an awesome pizza place at the Churchgate Station subway. So by the time you're out, you'll be one pizza down. That margarita is waiting for me. Well, will you look at Churchgate Station the same again? Think about it. So while I bring you more information about my Agla station, a thoughtful conversation struck me. Don't forget to share your station stories at hey@curlytales.com. Stay tuned to the Agla Station podcast on the Curly Tales website or any of your favorite podcasting apps.